be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Boom! What a difference a day makes. Welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. I'm fuzzless today. Just me and Chichi Portero taking you to 10 p.m. 303-831-1340. We'd always love a call. We don't even care what it's about. Can't be about politics. Can't be about religion. Unless that religion is baseball or something. We're sports. Sports! Sports. Rockies are not losing, but they only got three runs, and that's the scary thing. Rockies are up 3-0. But as I told you yesterday, between three runs and four runs for the Rockies. So when they score four runs, they're winning at something like a 650 clip. But when they score three or less, they're scoring at a... they're winning games at like a 250 clip. So a fourth run would be great. Just saying. We'll keep you up to date on the Rockies. What's there to say? You know, what you need to look at, okay, is if you're thinking about the Rockies making the playoffs, what you have, when you start seeing people below you get to like 1.5 games, that's when you need to start sweating it right now. But right now, 3 games, 4 games, 5 games back, that could change here in a week when the Rockies have to go to LA for four and then to Arizona for four. But right now, you know, they're in a race and it's just every day. So it's like watching turtles do marathons. How's that for a baseball description? Baseball is watching turtles do marathons. If you walk away from a game or you walk away for a day or whatever, and you come back, it's really easy to find out what happened because everything kind of goes at a glacial pace with baseball. And of course, the Rockies. This is what I love about AT&T.net or whatever they are now, AT&T Net, Root Net, Net Roots, AT&T Rot Newt.
They really care how many tacos we get.
runs.
Yeah.
They
do the countdown very well.
They do. That's the only thing that's really important. The other thing that I don't really like about AT&T Net is they move the little scoreboard thing down to the lower right when it was up at the upper left.
Yep.
And I feel like it's distracting. I feel like it's more in the way.
Yeah. Well, how else would they tell us how many more runs until we get tacos?
Well, they could tell us from the top.
It's not as distracting up there.
We might miss it?
Yeah. They did studies on this.
No. Yes. Studies with a Z at the end of it.
Yeah. And a bunch of sandwiches.
Yes. But here's what I love about AT&T. So they show all the stats to scare the bejesus out of Rockies fans.
Yeah.
Rockies fans are just not used to playoff baseball. So especially a lot of the people who are kind of coming onto the bandwagon late and realize that the Rockies are still in the playoffs and it's, you know, August. We need to scare those fans.
Scare them. Did you see the pants off them.
They just showed a statistic.
Yeah.
Like, I can make a statistic look like I'm the best baseball player ever to play. And I've never played.
Oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything. 40% of all people know that.
The most underrated part of that whole is 40. 40%.
40%. Yeah.
So, of all the teams that are within about five games, so they used Arizona, they used the Rockies, they used Miami, Milwaukee, and Cleveland are basically the five teams that are still in it in the National League for the wild card. Of all those teams, the Rockies have the hardest strength of schedule.
Oh, no.
Down the stretch. In fact, they're the only one. It looked like, I thought, there might be two, but they're definitely the highest. They have their opponents are winning at a clip of something around 525, I think is what it said.
No.
Well, I mean, that plays, you know, they're playing the Dodgers a lot, and they're playing Arizona a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's going to be difficult. But, I mean, come on. I mean, what needs to happen, though, is when you're five games back, you need to be winning at like, so for every two games that they, that, for every two games that, or for every one game that the Rockies are winning, you basically need to win two. One and a half. I know that sounds weird.
That sounds like extra work.
But it's a lot. I mean, to be able to make up games in a baseball season is a lot. I mean, the Rockies, when they won 21 of 22, I mean, they made up like five games, but that was unprecedented. The only thing that was close was when the Cincinnati Reds did something similar, but it wasn't going up heading into the playoffs and propelling them to the World Series. So, like, for instance, if you're five games back, so the St. Louis Cardinals are five games back. That's a really, 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 really hard and big number to get back in with only about 30 games left to go in the season. See what I'm saying? So, you know, three, I mean, the Rockies are not playing well right now, but if they can still continue to play 500 baseball, they should still be in the playoffs. Of course, the Rockies are sitting there in the fifth inning with three runs. Detroit scores one, and now everyone's panicking more.
Yeah, they've been seeming to hit that three-run wall and not able to get past it. But once they do, they usually win the game more.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They're like, let's make up a number. They're
number
40.
40?
They're 40 and...
How about 50?
40 and 12-teen.
Yeah.
When they score four runs.
Yeah.
And they are Sadie. No, they're 14 and Sadie when they score three.
Nixteen. Yeah.
They've never lost more than 16 games in the season.
Never. Never.
By the way, it's a Funk You Tuesday. So we're going to funk you till the cows come home.
All night.
All night long, at least till 10.
Yeah.
I got to drive
Fatality.
Home. I got sports. Look at that. Sports. I got some of the best arrests in athletics history.
Ooh.
Not Oakland athletics, just, you know, sports.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Eventually. I'm sure it's going to come up tonight if you remember, and I remember.
That's a big if.
Yeah.
That's a big if right there.
Oh. Oh.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.